Blackstone Audio presents The Little Giant of Aberdeen County by Tiffany Baker. For Edward. Part 1. Prologue. The day I laid Robert Morgan to rest was remarkable for two reasons. First, even though it was August, the sky overhead was as rough and cold as a January lake. And second, it was the day I started to shrink. I remember standing by the open grave, the muddy earth clotted like wet dung, waiting for Robert Morgan's body to be lowered into the hole. The other scattered mourners had begun to take chill and leave, but I wasn't cold. There were layers and layers of me folded together like an accordion. So many that I would be warm in a blizzard. I could stand naked at the North Pole and be just fine. I watched the coffin drop slowly into the ground, the supporting velvet ropes sliding under its belly like devious snakes. Before his death, the doctor had chosen a mahogany casket trimmed with brass and lined with a somber maroon satin. He brought a picture of it home to show me, and I examined it with suspicion. It looked phony somehow, like something you would find at Disneyland or a waxworks museum. All of it was too perfect. Now, however, as it settled with a lonely thump at what seemed like the bottom of the world, I saw that it would rot as soon as anything else down there, brass scrolls or no. I pictured Robert Morgan laid out in the elaborate box, his hair slicked down over his scalp like an otter's, his spindly fingers gnarled together in a knot over his heart, awaiting judgment.